to Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Welcome back, podcast world. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 870 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. You know I've got a great podcast lined up for us. In today's show, I'm going to give away free seeds. Hang out. We'll talk more about those free seeds later on in the show. Before we get too far, I do want to let you know that I have updated the coupon codes at acinfinity.com. That's right. This podcast is brought to you by our friends at acinfinity.com. If you use my coupon code IREARMY at acinfinity.com, you will save 10% off of your purchase. The reason I did have to update that coupon code is because now those codes are available for Amazon and eBay. The big benefit to that is if you are shopping on Amazon, you can use your Amazon Prime for free shipping on the smaller AC Infinity items. Also, the taxes will be cheaper if you shop on Amazon.com, depending on your location. So use that coupon code IREARMY at acinfinity.com or the Amazon and or eBay store for AC Infinity and get that 10% coupon code. All right, there's no more advertising at the start of the show. Let's jump right into it. I do have a bunch of great content planned out for you. I got a great comment on YouTube that I wanted to address here on the podcast. This one came from YouTube. Like I said, it came from somebody called ZZ Trop, and they said something that's been getting my attention, a phrase that's been popping up, something that I just wanted to address. This could almost be a pet peeve, if you will. I'm sure if you've been watching, you remember for a little while I was doing Grow Room pet peeves, things that just drive me crazy. The phrase in this message, just for some reason, it bugs me. Let's jump right into it. It says, "Hey, Rasta Jeff, how does a seed increase work? Multiple male pollination or a selected male?" So the question is, how does a seed increase work? And I don't even know, man. What the fuck is a seed increase? A seed increase is a new word that I've recently heard popping up in the cannabis industry. People are like, "I'm going to do a seed increase." You're going to make more seeds is what that means. Yes, I get it. But the problem with that is it's not an increase. Every time you put that male plant to that female plant, you are creating a filial, an F1 filial generation of something, and or at the same time, progressing a filial generation, or you're doing something, a back cross. It's not just a seed increase. Unless you're doing S1s, possibly you may consider that a seed increase. That's the only possible way that the term seed increase would work in my brain. But I see this term being applied, and maybe it's a real horticultural term. I did not Google it. I'm just saying, that drives me crazy. What the fuck is a seed increase? You're either making more fem seeds or making reg seeds. And at that point, use the correct terminology. Are you making, because you're making another generation, and label it properly. If you took a pack of, we'll say, Jack Tripper seeds, you could get a boy, you could get a girl, you could pollinate. You've made more seeds, but you did not make more Jack Tripper F1s. You've now made F2s. So label that properly. It's not a seed increase. It's a forward in some sort of filial generation. So how does a seed increase work? I don't know, man. That's just something that recently popped up in the fucking cannabis, ganja, growing, breeding, seeding world. I don't like the phrase seed increase because that just makes it sound like I'm going to create more seeds. But to do that, like I've stated, there's got to be a forward filial generation unless you're only making S1s. Which then just say, I'm going to make S1s. I'm going to self and I'm going to make FEMs, which makes a lot more sense. I've got more notes I wrote down on this paper. It's a new term. What the fuck does that mean? That's what I wrote. Every pollination is a generation. So just label it as such. It's either an F1, an S1, an R1. Maybe it's an F7. Very unlikely, but it could be. But that makes more sense to me than the phrase seed increase. I don't know what that means. I understand what it means. You're going to make more seeds to make the seeds available, but it's deeper than that, bro. Label it properly. Have some more care for your project. Label it. Tell us what it is. I get it. You're making more seeds, but what generation are these seeds? Because that will matter. Some people are going to say, why are you so picky? Why are you so critical about it? That's my job, to be picky and critical about this part. If you're going to make more seeds, they should be properly labeled with the generation. That's part of what breeding is. Part of what a good breeder does. So just label it properly. That is my ramble rant for the day. All right, ZZ Trop, thank you for the great question. You got me fired up. We're going to keep this podcast moving. I do have a website. That website is iregenetics.com. At the top of that website, there is a row of tabs. One of those tabs does say grow help or grow questions. If you click on that tab, you can send me a grow question. If I read your question here on the podcast, I will send you a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. The question that came from the Grow Help tab today came from my new friend, Green Tea. Hey, Green Tea, make sure you check your inbox because you've got a coupon code for free seeds. The question goes just like this. It says, this is more of a breeding question. Oh, it actually starts with greetings from Ireland. Big shout out to my friends in Ireland. It's great to know we've got Irish growers out there. It says, this is more of a breeding question, please. How do you store your pollen long term? We are still in an illegal country, so we have to do things on a very small scale. That's understandable. Also, will Lemon Jeffrey seeds be coming back? That's a very common question. Yes, I will make more Lemon Jeffrey seeds. I like making new things. I'm limited on how many things I can make. The Lemon Jeffrey is super popular, but I like making new shit. I will make more Lemon Jeffrey is the bottom line, but it's going to be a little while. So the question here is how do we store pollen long term? Because we're in an illegal country, have to do things on a small scale. Yeah, that's a great question. Make sure you check your inbox for the free seeds. Now let's address this question. How do we store pollen long term? I recently used some pollen that was stored for about a year and it did not give me great results. I have used pollen that has been stored for 3 months and 6 months. The 3 month pollen seems to be the best. That 6 month mark is when it really starts fizzling out. 3 months is good. 2 months is cool. A month is great. But after 2-3 months, I think really it starts losing its potency, its vigor. So don't store that pollen for too long is my first piece of advice. My advice, you may find better advice that will say you can store it for a long time. If I take a big bag of pollen and sprinkle it across a room and that pollen is 2 months old, I should get so many seeds. If it's 6 months old, I'm going to get half as many seeds as what I've noticed. A year old, I barely got any seeds. So that older pollen, it just starts to degrade. It's pollen. It's not going to last forever. But let me get to my notes here. First thing, pollen collection. A lot of this is going to start when you were collecting the pollen. We've got to get that pollen bone dry. So when you collect the pollen, however you do it, you can take it from the plant while the plant is alive and upright, or you can chop the tops and put them on a container and collect the pollen some sort of way on a glass container, a cardboard box, collect it that way, tap it, get the pollen out, let it dry, get more pollen. One of the most important parts is to pull out all of the vegetation, all of the male flowers that come with your pollen. Get that out of there. Anything green, anything leafy, anything that is not pollen, use a sifter, a screen, and some tweezers and get all that shit out of there because that will contaminate your pollen with moisture. And moisture is one of the number one problems, the number one killers for this pollen. So when you collect it, make sure that you get all the greenery out, all this male flower parts, anything that contains any moisture, get that out of there. We don't want any moisture. I'm going to say that a bunch of times. We want to get this pollen nice and dry. I would recommend adding a silicate packet if you can. Not a Bovita packet, not a moisturizing packet. We want something to suck up the moisture and make it as dry as possible. The silicate packs that they put in food products, the silicate packs that they put in your jacket pockets when you buy those, we want this nice and dry, something like that. So get the pollen dry, get all the male flowers out, then put it into an airtight container. You can use a glass jar if that's your preferred method. You can use a plastic baggie if that's your method. Sometimes a plastic vessel will give you static electricity and your pollen will move around. It will be a pain in the ass. So maybe not one of those plastic. I've seen people try to use like a plastic peanut butter jar and the static electricity went crazy. The pollen went everywhere. It probably killed the pollen now that I'm thinking about it. But I recommend a glass jar, or I've been using plastic baggies and putting the multiple plastic baggies inside of a glass jar. So I recommend an airtight, sealable container. So we got the pollen. We've gotten all the shit out of it. It's dry. Now we seal it into an airtight container. If you can get an opaque glass jar, that would be ideal. Label and date your jar or whatever vessel you use. Write whatever pollen, Arise F3 pollen, January 5th, 2029. I'm just making shit up here. Write the date and the strain on there so that you've got a clear indicator of what that was, especially if you're fucking with more than one kind of pollen. So now we've got a dry batch of pollen with silicate packs in an opaque jar that is labeled and it's airtight. Now at this point, that pollen is pretty preserved the best you're going to get it. Now at this point, I would put it in either the crisper drawer in the refrigerator or maybe even the freezer. I've done both and I've had similar results with both options. The crisper drawer where the vegetables should go, that's also where I keep my seeds. You could put the pollen jar right in there. Maybe put that in a bag, a brown paper bag to keep it dark. Just add that extra layer of darkness because darkness is also your enemy when it comes to pollen. So take that pollen. It's dry. It's got all the shit removed. It's got a silicate packet in there. It's in a dark jar. It's sealed. It's airtight. It's in a brown paper bag. Then I put that either in my freezer or in that crisper drawer, and I store it. Mark the date on that. Then you know how long it's been in there. Have an idea of when you're going to use it. Have an idea for it coming up, because it will expire. So I think that's most of my notes. It's only reliable for about 3 months, maybe six. Some of the notes that I definitely wrote down are, once you store this pollen in a cool, dry, dark space, especially if it's the freezer, don't remove it from the freezer until it is time to use it. I say this about seeds as well. Coming from the cool and to the warm environment, especially if you're in a warm, like a summery environment and your fridge is nice and cool, you're going to create condensation. This bottle here, there's no condensation left. It's been sitting out. It's going to show you my condensation. It's been out of the fridge for just a little bit. That'll start dripping down your jar. You don't want any of that condensation to form near your pollen. So don't pull it out until you're ready to use it. That one time is just enough. Leave it in there until it's time to pollinate. Then go get it. Don't take it out and show your friends a bunch of times. Don't get it out and stare at it and think about it. If you put it in the freezer, leave it in the freezer until it is time to use. Same thing with that crisper drawer. We don't want to create any moisture, any condensation in that pollen. I used to say that moisture killed the pollen. That's sort of true, but not accurately true. The water activates the pollen and makes it do its thing. So it spends itself, is kind of, it activates it and makes it do its process. And then after that, then it's spent and it cannot be active anymore. So the way that it is killing it, but it's not exactly what's happening, but the water will destroy the pollen overall. And so will the light. So don't let too much moisture get in there. Don't let any moisture get in there. If you're using the fridge technique, avoid condensation. And then when you do take out that pollen to use it, if you decide today is the day to pollinate these plants, when you remove that pollen from your freezer or your refrigerator, leave it in a room temperature area and let it come to temperature slowly. Don't rush it. Don't speed it up. And don't apply it to the plants while it's still frozen or still cold. Let it get to room temperature slowly. Let it take 12 hours if that's what it takes. But let it get to the room temperature before you apply that pollen. That'll help you out a little bit as well. So I think I covered most things. Collect it. Get it dry. Dark, airtight, label, crisper, or freezer. Only rely on it for 2, maybe 3, possibly 6 months at the most. Use stuff that was a year old and I'm not satisfied with my results. I apologize. You are not getting the seeds I hoped you would get. You didn't even know that they were coming. Let it adjust to temperature and don't pull it out of the freezer too often. That's basically my advice on storing your pollen. I don't have a lot of advice for much longer term. I wish I did. Pollen just seems to degrade. It's a time-sensitive product. I'm sure that there is somebody out there with a much more scientific approach and scientific advice. My friends, I'm not afraid of constructive criticism or to be educated on my own show. If you have a better, more reliable, scientific way that a home grower could store their pollen for future use, the comment section is wide open. Let's hear about it. Tell me how you're storing pollen in the comment section. Guys, don't be afraid. Go have a conversation down there. I encourage community interaction. Speaking of community interaction, don't forget about the Discord server. Keep this conversation going on the Discord server as well. There will be a link in the show notes and in the video description. We've made some changes to the Discord. Come hang out. The vibe is different. The crew is different. If you're stuck on the rules, I've said this a few times, we updated the new rules and regulations, the etiquette and rules, it might say. You just have to re-click on that. Click on that tab, click that you agree. It will let you right back in. Come hang out back on the Discord server. But my friend Green Tea out there in Ireland, I think I've answered your question more than thoroughly. I've encouraged people to give us feedback. And now all I have to do is send you a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iReadDirect.com. Thank you for the great question. And keep the fight going down there in Ireland, but also be very careful. I admire you for going down there in Ireland. That is impressive. All right, let's keep this podcast moving. I've got one more great question here in front of me. This question came from my new friend Eclipse, and the question goes a little bit like this. It says, "Hey Rasta Jeff, I love the show and I wanted to thank you for all of the breeding knowledge you pass on in every episode. Hey, thanks for listening and thanks for noticing that I'm trying to pass on the knowledge." It does go on. It says, "I do a little breeding myself and I normally get seeds from seed banks, but I have found one or two seeds and a few ounces of flower that I've purchased from dispensaries." Yes, that does happen, especially with dispensary product. Said, I am assuming that this was due to rhodalization, possibly, maybe. There could have been a lot of causes to this, and we're going to jump into that too. If I'm not mistaken, since it's only one seed in the entire ounce, I was wondering if these seeds are worth a damn because the flower was killer. I've grown some out in the past and everything went smoothly. Should I just continue using the cultivar if it doesn't herm? Or is that process of seed making inducing stress that is passed on to the next generation of seeds? Hopefully I didn't confuse you. That last line did a little bit confuse me. I think you could tell, but I understand what you're asking. You were finding seeds in your dispensary herb and you want to know, are they worth growing? First of all, I want to address how those seeds could have been made because that's going to get us further in this conversation. That seed could have been made from, like you said, rhodolization, which is letting that plant go too long. The plant's natural defense mechanism is to make a seed so that it can survive. These plants' main goal is to reproduce. We think it's to get us high. The main goal of these plants is to reproduce, to receive pollen. The females is to receive pollen, make a seed, and continue that generation next year. That's the whole point of that female plant. If that doesn't happen, the Jurassic Park effect will come into play sometimes. Life will find a way. They will seed themselves. That is rhodolization, letting it go long enough until it freaks out and creates seeds on its own. That is possible. It also could have been from stress. It could have been just a stress-induced panic seed. It could have been from an intersex plant. It could have been from actual male pollen contacting that female plant. It's unlikely, but possible. Also could have been an intersex plant letting out pollen and contacting this plant. There are a lot of options on how this seed could have been made. So we can't assume that we know how that seed happened. Even if it was in a dispensary, in a commercial cultivation, we can't assume. Somebody could have had pollen at home, had pollen in their dreadlocks, came to the grow at work and got pollen in that grow. And now you've got a straight F1 of something cool that they seeded on accident. So what you've got, we call that bag seed. Since we do not know how that was made, we kind of know. It's a Maury Povich situation. We don't know who the baby daddy is. We definitely know who mommy is. And you know it was good weed because you smoked it and you enjoyed it. But we don't know who the daddy is. So we call that bag seed. That's just a seed that you found in your bag of weed. You asked, are they worth a damn to grow? Absolutely, yes. Grow those. Don't give them out. Don't share them. Don't sell them. But if you like growing and you find those in your bag, grow them. That's a free seed to grow. That's a free experiment. Keep in mind, you could have a complete intersex mutant trash plant that grows like shit and tastes like you're smoking cardboard and mustard. Or you could have found something like, let's talk about some strains that are legendary that were bag seed, things that were not meant to happen, but are some of the most popular strains on the planet. I'm going to start with a little line called Chem Dog. All of the Chem Dog seeds came from bag seed. The short story is a couple dudes were selling dog bud on the Grateful Dead tour, traveling around selling dog bud. They met a dude known as G. G made friends with the boys that were selling. I'm going quickly here, giving you the quick version. G made friends with the boys that were selling the dog bud. After tour, G went home and messaged the boys and said, I need more of that herb. They sent him, and it's confusing at this point. Sometimes the story says a quarter pound. Sometimes the story says an ounce. I'm not sure. Variations in the story. Doesn't matter. There were seeds in that delivery. There were 13 seeds was the legend. You can Google the legend of Chem Dog and the 13 beans, and you'll find details on this. You'll find names. You can put it all together if you really care to do it. But within that, I need to take a little sip. Not even going to edit. So in that delivery of herb, allegedly, there were 13 seeds. From those 13 seeds, we got Chem Dog, Chem 4, Chem D, Chem Sis. There were a couple of males that got thrown away, and I'm sure there were more chems that I'm not thinking of. Chem 91, that's probably my favorite. But all the Chem Dog stuff came from that bag of seeds that Chem, the guy who's now known as Chem Dog, he's fucking world famous in the weed industry and the cannabis community for finding these seeds and growing these out and putting these plants out into the world for us to enjoy, to smoke, to grow, and most importantly, to breed with. So all of the Chem stuff was bag seed. The guy fucking found these guys on tour, bought herb from them. They sent him weed. Within that weed was 13 seeds. He grew those because he knew. He's like, the weed was excellent. So he's like, I might have something. And he found different phenotypes we can identify the different characteristics of those chem lines. If you put them together and grow them and smoke them, you can taste and see and smell and feel the differences in the buzzes and the aromas. The number 4, in my opinion, has got the kind of the tires and the chemical-y sort of a thing. And the 91 is more skunky and a little funkier. Those are my two favorites. The Chem D has got that diesel-y sort of a thing going on to it. So that's just what I've experienced when I smoke them. So there are differences. And the Chem Dogs, all of those came from what is called a bag seed, which is essentially what you're talking about. Somebody got weed, there was seeds in it, and they grew it. So you may find, also, Golden Goat was an accident. The whole story about Golden Goat was an accident. That was an accidental pollination. There was a male in a room. It pollinated a female plant. It wasn't supposed to happen. The seeds that came from that were fucking incredible. So Golden Goat was a straight up accident. Also, Gorilla Glue was an accident, or GG4, whatever we have to call it now to avoid getting sued, was an accident. Josie Wales was pretty open that that was an accident. I'm pretty sure he said that that was an accident. So some of the best strains we've ever come across, and if I'm wrong about GG4, because my brain just questioned on that, was GG4 and purposeful pollination, or was that an accident? Argue about that in the comments. Educate me. I don't mind being updated. But so that's what a bag seed is. And now you see three examples, and I think Girl Scout cookies was bag seed also, to tell you the truth, but who the fuck knows? There's a lot of legends around that. Do your own research there. But bag seed could be the new hottest shit. And the great thing about it, nobody else has it. If you found a bag seed from something, maybe somebody else has it, but what are the chances that another guy in your or girl in your region went to the dispensary, bought the same bud, found the seeds, and thought, I should grow this also? And then what are the chances they're going to find the same phenotype as you? So if you're growing in that neighborhood, you've got something brand new. Nobody else has that. It's not for sale. It's not available. Nobody even meant to give that out. You've got kind of a prize there. And sometimes a phenotype, a cultivar that nobody else has, can set you apart from the market. That's why everyone's looking for new shit all the time. Everybody has Skittles now. Everybody has gelato. Everyone's got fucking Skittles crossed to gelato. Now they're looking for, what do we cross it to next? Who's got the next shit? Because they need the best product to set themselves apart. That's the new part of the game. All right. I feel like I answered this pretty well. Is it worth a damn? Yeah, grow it, bro. You could have some amazing shit. Who knows what caused that? We can't assume what caused the seed, but we know that you've got it and we know that you could grow it. Pay attention, though. That could be a crazy herm, or like we keep saying, you could have Chem Dog. So pay attention to that. I think I've answered this question quite well. My new friend Eclipse, make sure you check your inbox, because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you like this podcast episode, now is a good time to remind you to click like and subscribe. That's right, click that like and subscribe button. It's free, doesn't take any time. Help me out, get me in that algorithm a little bit more. All right, I think I've answered all of the questions that I had set aside for today. I feel like this podcast episode went quite quickly. Thank you for hanging out for another great episode. If you have any questions, corrections, comments, or concerns, I would love to hear from you. My email address is growfromyourheart@hotmail.com. Don't be shy. Let me know what you think of the show. Positive feedback, constructive criticism, or hate mail, whatever you got, I could take it. Come at me. I gotcha. Also, make sure you check the website, iregenetics.com. Everything you could possibly need is there. There's a link to the Discord server. There's a link to the seeds. iRedirect is where you can get the seeds. All seed orders over $100 do come with free shipping. So go check iRedirect.com. I think that's all I've got for you. Don't forget about the new updated AC Infinity coupon code. There will be a link to AC Infinity in the show notes and the video description. But use that coupon code, IREARMY. Save yourself 10%. Don't forget, that coupon does work on Amazon, on the AC Infinity store as well. That is a mouthful. That's all I've got for you for this week. I'll be back in a week with fresh new content. I want to give a huge shout out to all of my friends at Comedy Works. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me.
Rasta Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Time to take another dab. Grab your piece and I go find the bag. Rasta Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, poke him up, maybe relax.
Hold up. Roots and wisdom start to show from the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibe. Rasta Jeff in our conscious tribe. He spreads the truth in every word. Every voice must now be heard. Healing light through cannabis. Grow from your heart, cure bliss. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your heart every day. Healing
like a dove. Educate and elevate. Join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. In the light, we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Ooh, 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 ooh. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new.